Turn with me in your Bibles to Colossians chapter number 2, Colossians chapter number 2. Last week, I had intended to not have a part 3, but that didn't work out quite the way I wanted it to. If you were here for part number 1, the part number 1 was how we ought to be in our prayer life in great conflict for one another. Part number 2, we looked at our steadfast walk with Christ, being rooted and grounded. Now part 3. Before we get into the Word of God, let's open up in prayer and then we'll look at what God has to say. Oh God, as we come before You this morning, Lord, bless our time before You. Lord, bless Your Word. Lord, feed us out of Your Word today. Lord, empty me of self even now. Lord, fill me with the Holy Spirit that nothing will stand in the way of folks seeing You high and lifted up. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. Last week we finished out with verse number 10, and ye are complete in Him. We talked about how so many people are looking to add something or looking to put something into, and if they only had this one other thing, then they would be complete. But when we receive Jesus Christ as our personal Savior, we're complete in Him. We have all that we are going to need with Him. And as I ended last week with, does He have all of us? Each part of this, each part 1, part 2, and now part 3, all three of those involve our faith. If our faith isn't where it ought to be, we're not going to be in great conflict for our own needs, much less the needs of anyone else. If our faith isn't where it ought to be, took it out of the way, nailing it to His cross. And having spoiled principalities, that Paul was trying to correct in the church at Colossae, in that we ought to be walking like Jesus. There are so many people around the world today, if you go and you talk to them and you go, hey, are you a Christian? They'll say, yes, I'm a Christian. But do they follow Christ? If we're here today and you go, well, Pastor Hogue, I'm a Christian. I received Jesus Christ as my personal Savior. It goes beyond that. Salvation is part of it. But the term Christian means follower of Christ. And so many times we have people who are calling themselves Christians who don't follow Christ. As John says, we're to walk after Him, even as He did. And that isn't legalism. That isn't doing things.